Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. Life is simply another name for that ultimate spiritual something in which we all live, move, and have our being. The one power, the one life, the one goodness that's there and always there. So when we say you are an expression of that life, when we say all it wants is to show up as you, then it's already doing it. Therefore, we welcome you and we celebrate you for who you are and what you are. We are not only believing in a whole lot of principles and practices that we do, but we believe in you. And we believe in the very essence of life showing up as you. Therefore, we celebrate you. We celebrate who you are. We celebrate who you identify as. We celebrate your choices in life that bring you greater joy and greater life and greater livingness. We see no barriers to any of the things out in the world that are often seen as barriers. We only see the one, and we celebrate each and every aspect of it. So, to know further of a bit about who we are and what we believe, I would invite you to listen to this video, watch this video of an expression of our Declaration of Principles, first recorded, first spoken, first written by Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind. Thank you. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. In this teaching, we have many people who have practiced it, who know it, who have spent many years studying and learning how to use spiritual principles to improve their lives. We call some of those who have been licensed by our national organization practitioners. They are practitioners of these truths, practitioners of life improvement. And they are licensed because they have proven that they can use these principles to make a huge difference in their lives, and also to use these principles to help other people do that. So today we have a practitioner, a wonderful practitioner, joining us from Florida. One of the nice things about being an internet-based and worldwide ministry is that many of our leaders are from various places around the country, not just Atlanta. So today I'm happy to share with you or to introduce to you Norma Roberts, who will bring us a bit of thoughtful meditation as well as a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer that will take you into your day. Here's Norma.
Good morning. Today I'd like to talk about being new. A new day is a promise, a reminder that we do not have to carry forward the past of what went before into this new day. We can choose with the rising of the sun to rise into the newness of life. That's the beauty of being human and being creators. We never need to feel trapped in anything we have chosen before. The great sun is a beautiful reminder of the great truth. Every morning the sun rises, ushering in a new cycle of life. The sun remembers not what happened yesterday, it just is. Whatever it is that happened before, it really does not matter in this present moment. This time-space reality can so often mesmerize us. We think we need to perpetrate continually, even with things that we do not prefer. But we do not have to. We only choose to. It's always our choice, our belief that creates our reality. And beliefs can be changed. Being new is always your choice. It takes deliberate choice and decision. It takes a strong desire and a willingness to be indifferent to how things appear. And instead of consumed with how we choose to feel or who we choose to be instead, you cannot serve two masters. You can be loyal. You cannot be loyal to what was and what you want at the same time. In the twinkling of an eye, in an instant, anything can be different. We have the power of choice. Remember, you're one with the infinite, a powerful creator, here for the adventure of a lifetime. And now, if you will, join me in the treatment for today. And our treatment will begin with just knowing that there is but one life. That life is God, and that life truly is my life right now. As this one life, God animates everything I think and that which I do. Today, I make an emphatic declaration over my life as I separate myself from any mistakes or activity of the past that would create chaos in the now. I release all of the old outworn, unproductive ideas and beliefs of the past, and I await the celebration of all that is new in this state. I declare right now that every day of 2022 brings to me new and greater experience of God than I have ever experienced before. I select the powerful feelings and verbal proclamations of great thanksgiving that spring forth from my mouth and my heart as I awaken in the dawning of a new day. I am grateful for the life that kept me during the night. I give thanks for the spirit that goes before me and prepares my way. I give thanks for the ever-loving Father is with me in every transaction of the day. Since God only meets God, only joyous and successful interactions shall transpire through any challenge that I may experience. I look for any sign of good that may be hidden within. I keep my vision high. With a firm faith in God, I know this is but an opportunity to prove that God will pour out a blessing to me, such that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I look for the promise and the potential of each day, and I believe, I accept, and I expect great demonstrations of my good and of my desire. Therefore, I expect perfect health in every aspect of my physical body. I expect greater financial experiences as new, expected, and unexpected channels of money floods my pockets, my bank accounts, my savings account, providing me with more opportunities to give, to share, and to enjoy. I expect and invite new and greater experiences of joyous relationships and new and ever-expanding experiences of personal creativeness than I could ever believe. With great thanksgiving, I declare my word is law. As I release this word to the mind that can only respond by corresponding, I know the manifestations are certain and they are sure. I remain open and receptive to all the possibilities of good I am to receive in the new year. I call it done, and it is so now. And so it is.
Bring it on, everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through crying, I'm through waiting, I'm through hoping against all hope. I'm through longing for something gone that'll never return. I think I finally learned to bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through grieving, I'm through dreaming that the life I had is ever coming back. No more wishing on someone else's star. Oh, that'll never be mine. I think it's time to bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. And I've survived many times before, broken hearts and slamming doors. I'll be all right, yes I will, once more, just as I did back then. I'm gonna rise again, so bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. So bring it on. Everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. It's gonna be everything new. I know it's gonna be everything new.
Yeah. Daniel Nemar.
Everything different. Everything true. I love that song. I love those words because it is the truth for every day, for every morning. You know, time does not grow or proceed by going backwards. Nothing grows backwards. Nothing goes without going forward. And so is true with life. Here we are, the day after a holiday, ready for a new beginning, a new start. The light is coming back to the northern part of the planet. We're celebrating light. We're celebrating. I mean, look around you. Have you seen the decorations this year? Lights everywhere as people are brightly shining the colors and the fascinating joy of making light and making it bright and showing up all over the place. So it's a new dawn, it's a new day, and we are indeed bringing it on. You know, there are many people who talk about when we get back to normal. Well, we're not going to get back to normal. Normal is over. Normal is a new normal that's being created right now by how you live and what you think and believe and how you behave and the things that you do. So new normal is coming, but we don't have it yet because normal is kind of an average. I had a friend used to say normal is a setting on a washing machine. So if you're worried about being normal, just don't, because you're not a washing machine. So don't worry about the normal. But I invite you into the adventure of living and the adventure of living everything new. Have you ever stood on a mountaintop before dawn and watched the darkness begin to turn into light? As the sun begins to move up toward the horizon and then into sight, the beautiful blue, black mountains, perhaps to start with, as the darkness is there, turns blue. And if you're in the Appalachians or the North Georgia mountains, it's truly blue and shadowy and wispy. And there's a kind of mist usually at dawn that covers things. There's a coolness in the air, colder perhaps this time of year, that takes a little time to ease into the day. And I just hear that song echoing in my head as I imagine myself on that mountaintop. I used to do hikes up Rattlesnake Mountain in North Carolina when I was working there in a camp one summer. And it was great. We'd get up in the morning, get up there while it was still dark, and watch the sun appear. And it was just beautiful. And it was bright. You know, and one of the interesting things that would happen is that as the sun would appear, there were these objects like the mountains. You weren't sure what was a mountain and what was a cloud. There were, because we looked down to a great extent at that point. You were high enough that we were looking down at the valleys where the fog and clouds were, and you were going, is that going to show up as a mountain or a cloud or what's going to be there? And it's a great metaphor for bringing it on, for how life goes for us, because a lot of things that move newly into our lives comes as a kind of shadowy, strange forms. We aren't quite sure. You get an intuition. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You have this intuitive sense that something's happening and something's going to go a certain way, and you stand in that intuition and you keep paying attention to it, and you wonder when it's going to show up. And if you try to push it and make it show up any faster, it just won't. It just takes its sweet time, gradually appearing, gradually taking shape, gradually taking form, until suddenly one morning, perhaps you wake up and it's all very clear. Oh, that's what I was preparing for. That's what I need to do next. That's what this is all about. You know, we've been talking in this center for quite a while now, actually about 2 years, about when are we coming back to an in-person meeting here in Atlanta. And as our ministry has grown across many states and even other countries, we know that the in-person meeting here is a part of that, because it's really important for people to be able to get together and have community. And yet we want to be careful and protect folks. So the board has been talking about this and thinking about this. We've thrown out all kinds of ideas. We've looked at what we need to do when that time comes and we actually get in a room together. As many of you know, we lost our place of meeting whenever COVID first came, and the building that on Georgia Tech campus shut down that we were using. So now we are part of that bringing form out of the shadows and out of the unformness is about finding a place to meet. It's about deciding how we'll meet, who we'll meet, what kind of requirements will be needed to keep everyone safe. All of that stuff. What kind of equipment do we need to buy in order to keep this going while we also are in space in person. So there's a great deal of shadowy, unshaped forms that we've been looking at and talking about. And then suddenly in a board meeting, this last board meeting, it all sort of took shape and form and landed. It was as if the sun was high enough, the lights were high enough, the understanding has been there enough that what's being brought on for us became fairly clear. So we have a target of meeting again in March. This center formed on March 4th. And it was a great talk that was given by the founding minister at that time that said, let's march forth, and delivered in a place where marching forth was a very significant thing. So we're looking at that first Sunday in March for our first time together. And now that the shapes have come together and we know who needs to do what and what needs to happen, it's just a matter of walking it out, of letting it happen and letting it move forward. And the newness that is coming in is beautiful and exciting, and we'll be ready for that time. Now, of course, that's dependent on what happens in the world with the virus and with any other concerns that may show up. But that's the plan. That's the goal. That's the intention. So as these things happen in your life, perhaps there's some sense that something new and something different is coming. I've sure felt it lately. And suddenly for me, that has shown up as it's like, what, there's some kind of newness pulling at me, something saying, come on, Bob, there's something for you. You know, there's something new. There's a new growth. There's a new spurt here. And as it turns out, a big part of that is growing into knowing more and more about how to expand my world and my life and my word out here in cyberspace, so that more and more people hear and can get stirred up, if nothing else, by what they hear. Hopefully people can learn some things, and people can at least respond and think about what questions and such that I'm raising. And it also means expanding into new relationships and new relationships with people in different parts of the world. So you know, this newness is just pushing to come. The sun does, you can't stop the sun rising, but you also can't slow it down, and you can't make it go any faster. It rises when it rises. When I was a kid, we used to have fun with the sunset because I lived near the beach, and you could stand up on a high place on the beach and watch the sun go down. Go down right on the beach and watch the sun go down, and then you could run up to a higher hill and watch it go down again. And another sunset. You can play with that, but the truth is it's moving at its own speed, and life is moving at its own speed, and the goodness of life and the goodness of truth is bringing you newness at its own speed. And we don't have much control of that, but we have a lot of control on how we manage and handle it. The shadows begin to become brighter, but you know, they become more remarkable sometimes with the newness. They become clearer the between the dark and the light and during the sunrise. The beginning, everything is kind of hazy with similar light, but as the sun peeks over the horizon, suddenly the sharpness between light and dark becomes very clear, between shadow and light becomes very clear. And that's true in our lives as well, as we are embracing newness. I mean, think about that. Think about the places in your life where you find these new ideas and these new things happening, and yet it seems that as that brightness gets brighter, that clarity comes cleaner about what you're going to do next and where you're going to go next, or what you're being drawn into. The things that seem to be working against it become stronger. You know, the more I resolve to meditate every day, the more I resolve to become free of all addictive distractions, like mindless television or daydreaming, or, oh my goodness, my cell phone games, those kinds of things. I become so clear that is not helping me, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I have these very bright periods where I get into meditation. I have wonderful times with it. And then, by George, that dark shadow just grabs me, and I'm off into la-la land for a while. You know what I'm talking about. The deeper we get into light and truth and new ideas and stepping forward in a greater expression of our lives, the more that dark, shadowy stuff will show up. I mean, the clearer we can see it. And that's the beauty of it, because it gets clearer so you can choose about it. You can let it go. You can let the shadow also be filled with light and not participate. Standing on the mountaintop at dawn, there's always fog. You know, it gives a kind of misty quality to things. And sometimes your new ideas, the newness that's coming to you, is cloaked in a kind of misty, mystical. You don't really quite, can't quite see it. You wish you could see more clearly where things are going, but you can't. As much as you would like to, and as much as it would seem important to be able to, you really can't. So you just have to wait. You have to keep looking, keep breathing, keep welcoming the newness until the fog begins to clear. Just a little more and a little more. You know, and I sometimes think that the new things that have happened in my life, the moves here to Atlanta, the moves that I've made at other times, the home office, travels to other countries, all of those things. If all that was suddenly handed to me in a bright picture that I could see all the way, like boom, when I first had the ideas, I think I would be so overwhelmed. I would never stop watching television, or I never, you know, or ever put my phone down. It would just be too much. But by quietly having these ideas, this newness come to me out of the mist, and out as the mist begins to clear, I get intrigued by it and I want to see what's there, and I get pulled into it. So when the new ideas show up, if it's not real clear, don't worry. Keep watching, keep asking, keep listening, keep exploring what it feels like. And then when the time comes, it will become very clear, and the light will clear, or the mist will clear, and the light will be right there, bright, light, broad, clearing. Welcoming the new dawn. One of the biggest challenges, however, with welcoming the new dawn is all that baggage that we carry into it. It's kind of like trying to climb that mountaintop and be ready to welcome the new dawn with a bag full of rocks on your back. And we've done a lot of talk and work and thinking about letting go. And we've done a lot of talk about the move into the quiet, into the darkness, to really know ourselves and understand what we're about over the last few weeks. It's been a wonderful trip for me. I have thoroughly enjoyed the descent into the quietness of solstice. And now the celebration begins as we move more and more into the holiday. And we've just had the big one, at least for many people. But that's just the beginning, you know? All that preparation we did in December, and many marketers started in the beginning of November doing, was preparing us for this doorway of yesterday, not because that's an end in itself, but because that's the doorway into greater and greater life. So we are moving towards the new year and to the new life. Light is returning, excitement, energy is happening, and yet, if we're still dragging all the stuff from last year with us, old resentments. I love that word, resentment. Resentment. It's like having an angry thing that you resent. You send it again into your consciousness, into the world, into the energy fields. And it does its work, which is never very positive, especially to you if you have resentment. Resentment to what's happened in the world, resentment to certain groups or people, blaming and resentment of things being the way they are because of them. That's a heavy rock in that sack you carry. This is a great time of year to, as we cross over into the new year, to let some of that go. Especially if your desire is to welcome the new, is to bring the new joy, the new energy, the new excitement, the newness of life into your life. powerful way to get rid of resentment, of course, is forgiveness. And I don't know about you, I used to cringe whenever my parents or anybody would say, you need to forgive that. I just wanted to go, yeah, not me. You mean I have to forgive it? That means it's okay what they did? No, it isn't okay what they did. But it's okay for you not to carry it around anymore. To put it down, let it go. And you may even be talking about yourself. Maybe you have resentments about your own choices this last year. I made some choices that may or may not have been the greatest. And I can be angry at myself about that or not. I can resent myself, resend that resentment, resend that negative idea, resend that judgment. Or I can rescind it with an SC instead of an SEND and let it go. How do you let it go? How do you let anything go? You turn away from it. You stop putting energy into it. Stop putting consciousness into it. Stop pushing into it. Stop letting your consciousness guide you in it. So we always, at this time of year, when we gathered back in the day and when we gather again, invited people on this Sunday to do a burning bowl, we called it, or a releasing ceremony. The ceremony itself doesn't do a thing, but what it does do in your consciousness is really important. And what you do with it in your consciousness is really important. And it's often and still is, and nothing says we have to be together to do this. So I invite you, as you're stepping into and embracing the new, get a clear idea of what this newness is. And as things come up that you see within you that you may be dragging from the past into the present, take some time and let it go. Take some time to do your own burning bowl. Don't do it in your house, of course, unless you have good ventilation. Or unless you get something called flash paper, and then you can do it anywhere. And what you do is you spend some time thinking about, what are these things I want to release and let go? And you write them down. Or even if you don't write them down, and if you're piece of paper is too small for that, then you simply take your piece of paper and you hold it and you imprint intention into it. I have a little piece of paper here. You just imprint your intention into it. My intention here is to forgive myself for anything I have been holding myself accountable in judgment. Not accountable in growth, but accountable in judgment and saying that was wrong, calling myself stupid, calling myself any of those horrible names I would never say out loud about or to anyone else. All those things that we chatter about in our own minds that you don't need anymore. You know, one of the beauties of the what we understand about life is and the way it works is that as we step forward in every moment into the new, we also have the freedom to let go of those things which no longer serve you. You know, I still have some tapes. I even have some 8-track tapes that I've been holding on to for some reason. I still don't quite understand. I guess I thought that music couldn't be found anywhere else, or I had some idea that those 8-tracks were going to come back in style. Well, they haven't. They won't. Neither have the cassettes. And part of what I've been doing the last few months is letting go of all that, blessing it, loving it, and releasing it. No longer serves me. Don't even have a machine to play it on. So why haul it around in a box? And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about letting go. So impress whatever you're letting go. Resentment, anger, judgments, fears of where the world's going, fears of of life no longer serving. You know, the beauty is these spiritual principles we teach have not changed and have not disappeared or gone away because of the world situation. In fact, the world is in the situation it's in because these ideas are shining bright light and creating those shadows so we can see what's in the shadows. And a lot of shadowy stuff has been showing up. But our purpose is to continue to look at the light, to see the light, to welcome the light, and to welcome newness into our lives, the newness of all of the qualities of spirit, life, love, joy, beauty, power, peace, whatever they are that you're choosing. So when you get your idea, you get your clarity of what you want to let go, then I invite you just to do that. And to either in a burning bowl outside, or as I'm going to do, this is carrying all of the old judgments from our center, from me, about me, and I simply let it go. And it's gone. The beauty of flash paper, it leaves no ash, and it's poof. But that's just in the symbol. It's always exciting when a room full of us do that, and the flash paper is just going off everywhere. Insurance companies get a little nervous, but so far no fire has been started by it. Let it go. And open yourself to what spirit, God, life has for you. Because it can only be good. It can only be wonderful. And it can only serve you with greater joy, greater love, and greater life. This is our truth right now. I let it be, and so it is. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dr. Bob, for that awesome talk this Sunday after Christmas. And for all of us, it's our last Sunday of the year to donate and get that tax deductible contribution. So if you want to catch up or do whatever, I encourage you to do that. This is where I am fed spiritually, and I want to thank you all for this year, for your contributions, for your ongoing support of this ministry that we have. It's an amazing thing, and we've done really well this year with keeping up with everything that we needed to. So again, deepest gratitude for that. And if you will, read aloud with me our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can scan the QR code in the screen, or you can donate online at www.cslmidtown.org/donate, or go to the website cslmidtown.org, look up the mailing address if you want to send in a check. If you're still writing checks, that would be awesome. Thank you so much, and on to announcements.
So, what a wonderful day. We invite you then to join us in going forward as the newness shows up for us, and we welcome the new dawn, the new day. Watch our website and our newsletters, because in the next few weeks, you'll find out more about membership. You'll find out more about how you can participate in developing and growing this new CSL Midtown in person and CSL Midtown expanded on the internet. One of the great ways you can participate is contributions. We are at the end of the year, so I got to say it. Keep us in mind for your year-end giving, because this is a place where you're going to see more and more from us, and you can participate in that by volunteering, by joining, and by giving. So I really am grateful for you. I'm grateful for the year we've had together, and in this gratitude, I can tell you that life is getting better and better. And so we have our closing affirmation. It goes this way. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me and you, I will add, have within you everything you need to create the life I desire, you desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you next year.